Really?
Mm-hmm. Someone is at your
excuse
door.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I got this.
I got this, fellas.
Is it for you?
No.
Some kind of salesman. You want to take it or you want me to take it?
Go ahead.
When I understood, he used a really weird knock.
We have Bible thumpers at the door.
We're never sitting into the door to get rid of people ever again.
Don't
tell them to come back.
John.
Don't tell them to come back.
Here's a few problems you made there. One, instead of just telling them, no, we're not interested. You know,
they told them what we're doing.
It's nice. You're like,
yeah, you should have seen their face. They're like, oh.
Here's the second thing you fucked up.
What?
You are a 6'5 black man, and you told them this isn't your house. They think you broke in here. They're like, oh, fuck.
Good. Then they won't come back.
Ah, the wrong kind of people are going to come back now. Some blue lights, some red lights, some nightsticks.
Next time, just tell them you're not interested.
Look, I go like this.
Yeah, which key is it on there?
I got a key, bitch.
Get this going.
I'm Someone on. Kick it off.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Torco. Wrong show.
Damn it, Shane. You had one job. I said kick it off, and you said the wrong show, the one we already recorded.
Welcome to Torcast.
You guys want to try the ad?
No.
You can't spit it off like I can?
No.
John, would you like to try the ad?
Torcast is brought to you by American Classic Bar and Grill, located in Gateway Plaza across from the Martin's Gas Pumps.
Featuring what, John?
60-cent jumbo wings.
When can you get those, John?
What is your favorite sauce? Sundays.
I just like the barbecue.
Just barbecue?
Yeah.
He likes barbecue wings, man.
You don't even need chicken.
Yeah, I said that last week.
Only on Sundays.
Only on Sundays.
With the sliders.
$5.49 for 3 sliders. You can get 4 different types of sliders, John. What are they?
Steak and cheese, pulled pork, cheeseburger. Don't know the other
hamburger.
One.
Hamburger. And you can mix and match.
Shane's favorite. Hamburger.
You can mix and match for only $5.49 with Sidewinder fries.
Boom.
Only at the American Classic Bar and Grill.
Hit me with that tagline, John. Let's get out.
Good people. Good food.
No, you fucked it up.
Good friends, good food, good time.
Welcome to Torcast, everybody.
Jesus Christ. This is why Gage does this part.
Man, I also took double the time. Let's move on. Welcome to the show, Shane, John, Gage is here.
Hola, senor and senoritas.
You ready to talk about some sports news?
Yes.
What would you like to talk about first?
What do you got?
Some people have asked for a session of grieving. Would you like to take a moment of silence for the Cowboys season?
Fuck you, buddy. Okay.
We make the playoffs. And everybody butthurt about us making the playoffs.
Hate everywhere. Goddamn, like, most of your teams didn't even make the fucking playoffs. Now, if it was a Green Bay fan,
right?
I don't understand.
I'm just glad.
Maybe that, even a couple of Giants fans.
No.
I don't understand. No. Yeah, I would.
No, they lost to Green Bay.
The Giants beat us twice, so I can see it.
I don't think it's your guys' fault. It's just the country's full of Cowboys fans, and I think people are just like, well, here you go. Also, we live in a pretty Redskin-heavy area, so you're going to see that more often here, even if they're not Redskins fans.
I'm just glad we didn't get blown out by 30 after the way the first quarter went.
We did a good job coming back.
They came back, and some gust of wind blew Mason Crosby's fucking field goal back between the
goals. That was God.
He bent that shit like Beckham now.
Yeah. That was impressive.
Yeah.
Did you see the Celine Dion video?
Yes. I have been tagged in it multiple times, and I saw it immediately after the game, too.
Hilarious.
If I were a Cowboys fan, I'd be happy for the future, though.
Yeah.
You guys are set.
Yeah, because the rookies that they thought would struggle, one threw for over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. The other one ran 20 times for 125 yards and a touchdown.
And they're not the reason you lost the game.
No. So, secondary, holes in it's the pass defense. Rush.
Even though
pass rush is okay. Our pass rush is
your
okay.
leader in sacks should not be 4.
But
That's not a pass rush.
But we don't blitz a lot. So, therefore...
The Falcons don't blitz a lot either, and Vic Beasley had over 15 sacks. So, don't tell me... You don't have to blitz to get sacks. You need pass... You need end rushers. Javion Clowney gets sacks, and they don't blitz all the time. They didn't blitz New England that much, and he still got the Brady. We don't have end pass rush. We don't have pass rushing.
You need someone on the edge, man.
We need four guys up front that can get to the quarterback, we don't have.
I think our holes are at
I wouldn't blame your defense totally too much. Aaron Rodgers is playing lights out right now.
Well, right. I mean, we
spotted them 18 points.
He was going to have a perfect game.
Aaron Rodgers to beat you?
There was a pass where he threw the ball in between.
If he doesn't make that play, magical play, I bet they still score on that drive. That first half, he was pushing it down your fucking throats. You guys made a sweet second half adjustment to get there. And that's what you needed.
They start doing? Spying the fucking quarterback. Yeah. The same thing they did the first time against the Packers. They didn't do it in the first half.
They didn't do it on the play that mattered the most. Because they dropped in that prevent defense.
I still don't understand how fucking Jared Cook caught that goddamn ball. It kept his feet in bounds.
That's going to be one of those plays you see for a while. If they don't win the Super Bowl,
that's the David Tyree helmet catch or the Mario Manningham double tap on the sidelines.
Pretty much. You didn't say Jacoby Jones catching the mile high miracle.
Nobody cares.
I cares.
Do you know that that Ravens team is the only team since 2003 that did not have Manning, Roethlisberger, or Brady represent the AFC in the Super Bowl?
If you go back even further to 2001 when Brady took over the Patriots, the quarterbacks become Rich Gannon, Joe Flacco, Brady.
Two since 2001. Yeah. Brady's career, two quarterbacks not named Manning, Brady, or Roethlisberger, because it's going to continue this year.
If you go back a year further, you put Trent Dilfer in, and but it's another Ravens team. So I mean, but it's the same. It's AFC's dominated by the top.
Do you like that guy?
Who, Trent Dilfer?
Yeah,
I liked him when he played for us to get us. I mean, he helped us win that Super Bowl, obviously. But
how did he? What?
What helped?
Yeah, he had to snap the ball there. Jamal Lewis.
You still need an offense. He threw a touchdown in that game. Shannon Sharpe caught a touchdown.
Oh, Kerry Collins.
I can't stand that dude.
And you guys,
he acts like he was Big Shot. I was on the Super Bowl. Yeah, you were on it.
Yeah.
All you had to do was hand the fucking ball off. Don't turn the ball over.
He threw more than people remember. Jamal Lewis was a rookie at the time. He wasn't his full self.
He was still a fucking beast.
He was pretty good, yeah. He had a touchdown that game too, but like
he still helped lead a team to the Super Bowl.
He still needed a quarterback.
I mean, it helped. You had Jonathan Ogden on your offensive line, and your defense as good as it was.
But. Yeah, we had a lot of good stuff going for us that year. But again,
yeah. I'm not taking anything away.
The other thing, Jason Garrett came out yesterday.
Uh huh.
Dak is not guaranteed to be our future.
Oh, why would he say that?
Because Romo's stupid.
Because Romo's still with the team,
trying to be nicer to him.
So we can go into the next offseason. I'll tell you what. Quarterback right controversy now, bullshit.
If Dak Prescott is not the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, I will not watch a game next year. Fuck them.
Better yet, we're right going down there and we're gonna have a fucking meeting with somebody.
Oh my god, you just want an excuse to go back,
Mr. Jones. Torcast is here to meet with you.
Who?
Yeah. I'm busting there like gang, but boom!
That kid just went 13-3.
Yes.
Played his ass off in the playoffs.
Yes.
It's his team now.
Right. That's what the Jets thought about Mark Sanchez.
Before or after the Buff fumble?
This was when he took him
two straight AFC Championship games in his first 2 years. Remember that?
Yeah, and look where he's at now.
On your team.
He's the hype man for the Cowboys.
Maybe he's cursed. Maybe that's why you guys didn't win.
You can pay me $100,000 a year, I'll go be the hype man. You ain't got to pay me the millions you pay Mark Sanchez. $100,000, travel with the team. Cover all my expenses? Fuck, I'll be your hype man. 100 G's, run around, beat people on the shoulder pads. I can do that. I might not be able to reach some of them, but I can do that.
No, when I started this segment, I didn't think I was going to get through it without laughing, and I was right. So, there you go.
You're a dick.
I was rooting for you guys. I was pulling for you. I wanted to see you guys succeed. I want to see you guys happy.
The other two, two of them took Kansas City.
Yep.
One of them took Pittsburgh. Guess who was right? Who was wrong?
You picked Seattle to beat Atlanta.
I did. I was wrong.
What a wipe over that one.
Hey, we were talking about Sunday games.
Although Kansas City wasn't out of that game. They just They bend but didn't break. They just fucking the offense.
What was the holding? I mean, I felt I went to bed.
I didn't see it. I didn't watch.
Suppose they called holding on a 2-point convert, or should have been holding, and it wasn't. And
I saw Travis Kelce was pretty pissed off, which is not
new. I didn't watch any more football. I was done with football. I had to get to bed.
Now, who's your Super Bowl pick?
Atlanta.
I don't care.
You guys are actively rooting against the Packers?
I don't care.
Okay, you want to see the Packers?
I don't care.
Okay.
Atlanta's never won.
Football's over for me. That's true. I'm ready for baseball.
I'd like Atlanta to win.
When's opening day?
Come on, spring training.
What we got? Like 4 weeks till pitchers and catchers report?
Well, if we don't want to talk about football anymore, we can talk about a sport that is on right now. Shane, would you like to talk about Roy Williams?
800 career wins.
He's wearing the shirt and he's like, huh? Oh! 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 So 800 wins. That's not. Is that just with UNC or is that overall?
That's overall.
Okay.
I think he's only got like 300 with UNC.
That's what I thought.
Something like that.
But it's still a good milestone.
Huge, pretty good.
Huge.
Some would say one of the best.
He, Jordan sent him.
Preach.
And I haven't seen him.
Preach.
Custom cleat, or not cleat. Custom shoes.
You didn't see the video?
No, but I saw the teams went ape shit when they saw him.
Dude, they're nice.
So I'm thinking they're pretty. They're
nice.
Yeah. I like Roy. I don't think Roy's going to be around much longer when they bring the hammer down for all this Afro-American class shit. I think it's going to come out. He knew a lot more than he ever let on.
You think he's going to get hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think some of those wins are going to be taken away.
Oh, no.
But I love Roy. Loved him since he came back. I mean, he's led him to 2 national titles. They're one of the best teams in the country now. It's nice to see another Carolina guy with 800 wins.
There you go. No.
He'll pass Dean next year, I think.
I don't know.
Or get close. I can't remember exactly how many wins Dean Smith had. But he's the 3rd ACC coach active with over 800 wins. 3rd or 4th. I don't know if Patino has 800 wins or not.
I don't think so.
How good is the ACC?
Good. They're real good.
Not a very good picture, but...
Anything else you want to say about Roy Williams?
Win another title.
Win another title. Or are they just silver?
They probably they got some stuff on the side.
I can spray paint you in one of those.
Yeah, right. They'll be on sale here soon. For $250.
You'll have a pair.
No.
Yeah. Fuck. Anything else? Sports. You want to talk about Blake Griffin?
No.
Why?
Blake Griffin?
Yeah. What about Blake Griffin?
Blake Griffin to help produce remake of White Men Can't Jump.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't do it.
They're going to do it.
Why are they going to fuck up a good movie?
They're going to do it.
What, is he going to be the white man that can't play?
Here we go. Let me look.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's mixed. He can't.
Was he going to play the Wesley Snipes role then? Because he can't shoot either.
He can. He's not black.
The creator of ABC's acclaimed comedy, Black-ish, is teaming up with Los Angeles Clippers player Blake Griffin and Ryan Khalil of NFL's Carolina Panthers to develop a remake of the 1992 sports comedy for 20th Century Fox. See, Barris will write the script for the project. That's the creator of Black-ish, which falls under his overall film deal with Fox that he signed in September 2016. Barris will also act as a producer. Griffin and Khalil are producing via their production banner, Mortal Media, along with their partner, Noah Winston. Doesn't say who's playing what. I can only imagine.
So it's going to be like a fucking Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not even, yeah.
John, as a black person, do you like Tyler Perry movies?
Yeah.
Shane, as a white person, do you like Tyler Perry
movies?
I do not.
I don't get it.
Maybe it's because...
The humor's stupid.
I don't get it.
What don't you get?
It's just not funny to me. I don't know. Always the same thing to me. Like those shows he even had on TBS, I didn't like any of
them. They need to stop making the stupid Medina movies too.
They're not.
Medea. They make a lot of money.
Yeah. That's not going anywhere.
Why does dumb shit make a lot of money?
Doesn't matter.
Because people love it.
It's called entertainment.
I guess.
Shit.
The white women love it. The black people love it.
That is true. White women do love it.
Yeah.
Most white girls I know, like, Tyler Perry movies are great. I'm like, why? I want
to
know why.
That's who they're targeting. Like, the women. That's what those movies are for.
They do have a lot of strong female roles in those movies. And the guys are always portrayed as like, well, I'm a burly guy, but I'm kind of dumb. You know, I'm going to be outside chopping wood, but I don't know how anything inside works. Something right. like that. You know, it's all very stereotypical. I don't get it. But it is entertainment, so if you don't like it, I'm not going to knock you. If you like this show, there's a lot worse out there.
That's true.
It's a lot better, too.
But if you don't like it, I am going to knock you.
Yeah, if you don't like our show, fuck
you.
bitch.
If you're listening, I imagine you'd like a little bit.
Something.
Any other sports news you want to talk about? Do you want to pick who's going to win the football games this weekend?
Nope.
Yes.
Don't care.
I think Atlanta wins. I think Patriots win.
Well, you know what? Steelers.
Okay.
Because I did a pool at work. Everybody got two teams. The Cowboys and Steelers were my team. I'm riding with the Steelers. I got to go.
Who wins the NFC?
I don't care.
You got to pick one.
I don't care. As long as the Steelers win the Super Bowl, I don't give a fuck. Who are they playing? I'm getting paid. I don't care.
Pick one, damn it.
I don't care.
Atlanta or Pittsburgh?
Atlanta, New England.
God damn it. Pick an NFC team.
Nope. Not doing it.
Is there really no other sports news to talk about today?
I guess Atlanta, if I had to pick one.
The Caps lost in a shootout 8-7.
8-7 a hockey game was pretty sweet.
It was 5-6 after the second period.
That's crazy.
Went to a shootout.
Mm-hmm. No, it was in overtime, wasn't it?
Especially yeah, with
the Iowa team. There was a pretty blatant missed call right before overtime happened where Sidney Crosby tripped Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Put him heavily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it might be a little biased for Caps fans, but it was pretty bad.
Didn't get called. Wow.
Everybody was blowing the fuck up.
The Pens are on a 4-game losing streak.
Yep.
Had to end that.
Yep.
And it was in Pittsburgh.
It's not good for hockey when Pens are a winner.
Caps were on 9-game winning. Oh, if he's winning, have that. Fuck Sid the Kid.
Yeah, I think he's a little bitch.
He is a bitch. He's Canadian.
Well, that doesn't make him a
Gretzky
bitch.
Gretzky was a bitch, too. Didn't like to get hit either.
That's just Canadians, man. They're soft.
Yeah, but they're good hockey players.
And they're soft.
Yeah. They're playing hockey. You're only picking out two hockey players that are Canadian that are soft. Look at the rest of the league that's Canadian that's not soft.
I'm just saying, Crosby's soft. That's what I'm saying.
But he's the face of the NHL.
I don't know anything about who is it?
Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah, that dude.
You don't know Wayne Gretzky?
That was before my time.
Before John, I started watching, you're older than us.
That was before I started watching hockey. I didn't watch hockey when he played.
I'm going to let you know.
I didn't watch hockey when he played
either.
Like a couple years ago.
Wayne Gretzky's one of the greatest players of all time.
He's one of the greatest.
Yeah, I understand that. But I know what he is. I've never watched him
play. Do you know who Mary Lemieux is?
Just don't flip this table.
Oh, okay.
Mary Lemieux is overlooked a lot.
Hold on, by casual fans. Hold on.
Yeah.
I remember playing with him on the games.
He played for Pittsburgh.
Good enough.
He played for Pittsburgh?
He did.
Mm-hmm. You sure he didn't play for the Dallas Stars?
No, I'm positive he didn't play for the Dallas Stars. Mm.
That's I know at least call. He played for Pittsburgh. I don't know anywhere else.
For your Sports Jeopardy category, we're not going to let you answer, is hockey.
I'm not going to answer any of them. I'll just sit over
What Sports Jeopardy category do you think you could get
I
that you would
I don't know
ace?
Any, like, useless sports facts. Like, I don't...
No, I'm just saying, like, if there was a category that was... If there was a category that was tailored for you, what do you think would be the best one you could answer at?
I don't know.
NFL the last 5 years?
Nelson? Shane, what do you think your best category would be?
Probably college basketball.
Just college basketball in general?
Yeah.
I think mine would just be Ravens football. I feel like it's just nail it.
Orioles baseball.
I think you're far from the mic. There we go.
You said Orioles baseball for all you that didn't care.
For everyone that had to turn up their volume.
Sorry!
Now you have to turn it back now.
Anything else?
Now, it's kind of a long time for sports.
In between sports right now.
College basketball, man. Maryland's in the top 25.
Yeah.
They're 25th.
About fucking time. Fucking bums.
Well, they play in the Big Ten. What do you expect? Bums. It's a bum conference.
Bums.
I don't know.
My team plays in the SEC. I can get much.
That team's worse. His team plays in probably the worst basketball conference in America.
Probably.
As a Power 5, at least.
Yes.
Mr. I trick kids into coming to play.
Yep.
Kentucky's like Alabama, man.
They're like, here, come play with me.
They're not fucking...
And then they're like, you know what?
It's not the clown. It's not Pennywise from It or Rapist.
We have candy.
Abductors. Mm-hmm. They're putting the kids through...
The candy is national championships. I'll get you a national championship ring.
That's the time it happens.
You've won, what, two?
Two? Yeah.
In the last 10 years?
Half the time. Or they're always there. They get recognition. Man. Well, Duke sucks.
Yeah, right. They're probably like, listen.
You see what happened?
You come play for me, your mom's is being taken care of.
That's every university, dude.
Did you see what happened to Grayson Allen? Mm-mm. He got slapped in the face.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Louisville. Wham!
Hit him and slapped. Elbowed him and slapped.
That was the first team he got busted for tripping somebody on.
But yeah, did you see him at the Seahawks game now?
Who, Grayson Allen?
Yeah, did you see him there?
No.
He tripped Russell Wilson.
Oh, I didn't even watch that game. I didn't know.
I didn't watch it either, but
I didn't see any of those memes, I guess.
I seen it there.
Yeah, because I saw Michelle Beadle tweeted out. She was like, listen, I said this before. Just let the players play. He keeps tripping people. He's going to trip the wrong person. He's going to get beat. And he got smacked in the fucking face.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
And he's going to go to the hole sure one time and they're just going to lay the hammer down on him.
Dude, I take the technical. We come in there, I'm putting four.
The only problem with techs in college is their personal fouls. You send in that dude, that third center on the bench, go put his ass on the ground. I don't want my starting power forward center getting an extra foul. Duke's got a good front court. They already got three ACC losses.
Who, Duke, you said?
Yeah. Hmm. And they still got to play Carolina twice. I think they still got to play UVA. So they got to play Notre Dame. Duke's looking at probably six or seven ACC losses. Because they are not as good as people thought they were.
No.
At least not yet. And they lost Krzyzewski's out for another 3 weeks.
Oh, he's back in 3 weeks? Or is there no timetable?
He said a month.
Okay.
What was he out for?
He had back surgery.
Mm-hmm. Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. I'm looking up Kentucky words.
Bluegrass.
I don't see if bluegrass is on here.
They're 15-2, by the way.
Not that good. Who, Kentucky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Carolina's got 3 losses.
Playing Mississippi State tonight.
Let's see. I'll just read through some of these. These are all B's here. Blowtorch, bobsled, boomerang, boxing glove.
Boxing glove.
All right, let's see what that is.
Boxing gloves. Bobsled.
Okay. Go ahead and guess. What do you think the Kentucky boxing glove is?
Probably something with a dick and a condom. If I had to guess.
Shane.
You get done and wham with a right hook.
Oh. Okay.
That's good.
Like a donkey punch. The Kentucky boxing glove, your Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. A form of fisting.
Oh, no.
Involving both hands and a set of foam hands, preferably the Hulk or the Thing hands, you know, the little ones you get from Toys R Us, the novelty ones, one going in the vagina and the other in the anus.
There's no way.
Like this.
There's no way. Nope.
Like this, John.
Nope.
No, there's nope. Those fists, they're too big. There's
doing it.
No nope. Way in hell.
Like this. Blah, 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 blah.
I don't see a could you imagine?
A Hulk fist hand? Ain't happening.
Here is the sentence. What's a Kentucky boxing glove? Let me show you. Later on in the night. We're getting a divorce.
She says it that calm?
Yeah. Well, there's no explanation, so let me try it again. We're getting a divorce!
Like, she's awful calm about that.
I mean, I can't even imagine somebody trying to fit a fist up someone up their ass.
I mean, because I've seen it. Now that just came
not in person.
Like one hole.
That's pretty much.
You can split that.
Hole.
Yeah. That happens.
When you give birth, that.
Oh, yeah.
They cut it.
Yeah.
They can. They can. Have to.
Yes. It's happened. Ugh. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things I have to look forward to.
Yep. I turned around and doctor's going like, yes.
Stop doing the motions with your hands, man.
Sewing it up.
Let's see. Anything you guys brought to talk about today? I feel like you guys don't bring anything anymore. It's all me. No?
I read stuff earlier until a little woolly space.
I had something, and now I have nothing.
Pretty much. That's how it goes.
Did you hear about Antonio Brown's little Facebook Live?
We are out of sports.
Oh. That's what I brought.
Well, remember how I said sports news? And I asked...
I mean, that could be entertainment, too.
Him posting Mike Tomlin calling the Patriots an asshole, a bunch of assholes on Facebook, they're making a huge deal out of fucking
breaking news. Nothing. He's not the first person to call the Patriots an asshole. Second breaking news. Antonio Brown's not the first person to live stream from a locker room. They said he's going to get reprimanded for it. It's not going to fucking matter. It's blown out of proportion.
What do you mean he's not the first person?
What do you mean?
How's he not the first person?
Shit comes out of locker rooms all the time like that.
Yeah, but not live like that. Because players aren't allowed to be on their phone.
On social media until after they talk to the media.
Like two, was it like hour and a half, almost 2 hours after the game?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No.
Anything else?
Nope.
Nothing. Straight nothing? I'm going down my weird news feed here, seeing if anything pops up. Topless protester in Spain grabs waxwork Donald Trump's crotch.
What do we call anything? He might have something.
He's working.
When's,
I thought he was getting his haircut.
Donald Trump, he goes in this week, doesn't he?
Friday.
He said he's taking the week off and then starting work on Monday. Or the weekend off. Starting work on Monday.
Huh? Of course he is.
Yeah. He's going in. He's getting inaugurated on Friday, taking Saturday and Sunday off, and then starting work on Monday. Is that okay?
No.
What do you mean, no?
There's important shit.
That's the blue collar working man, you know.
Yeah.
You don't get
president.
That,
you guys.
Not unless you like schedule like months in advance. No. First day in fucking office.
Yeah, Monday.
There could be people out there. There could be people out there in fucking overseas. That
so are you
in trouble?
Let me see. Are you upset if presidents take vacations? Like the George Bush vacations, like the Obama vacations. Are you upset?
No, because they're not really on vacation.
I think George Bush hanging out in Texas shooting stuff is a vacation.
No, they're not really on vacation.
Shane?
It's more like an on-call type of deal.
On-call. Yeah, I mean, you're the president, sure. You're always on call.
Like, I don't... It's not...
But these people aren't working every single day of the year for 4 years straight.
I mean, they get briefed and then, oh, I might have a meeting, and then they just chill out. I mean...
Like we're talking about, half the work they don't even do.
No.
Half the work's done before it even gets to them.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're told about in a meeting. Okay. Yep. We're gonna.
Well, he's got briefings every day.
Oh yeah.
With the CIA.
Nah, FBI, it's probably his daughter. Will probably sit in for him. She's been sitting in on all the other ones.
All the.
Does that bother you?
What that?
His kids are, or his daughter, his oldest one, Ivanka, knows pretty much everything he does. I mean, and there's some stuff that. Go away.
We know that Donald Trump's not. Fit to be a president.
George Washington wouldn't.
Not that I'm saying he shouldn't be. Not that I'm saying the people are wrong. You know, I'll go with the flow because I don't vote, so I'm not there. But I'm like, if you looked at Donald Trump, you're like, well, he shouldn't. It's Donald Trump. Probably not the best president. Not that I'm saying he's wrong.
Been a lot of presidents that probably shouldn't have been.
Yeah, but they all seemed like presidents before then, didn't they? Donald Trump was a fucking weird public figure before he was president.
Jimmy Carter really seemed like a president.
I wasn't here when Jimmy Carter was fucking
He's a fucking peanut farmer.
So?
Obama was a one-term senator.
Yeah? He still acted like a fucking president.
He's a lawyer.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, I'm,
Trump's living the American dream.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only good that you can get out of this is you can go and tell your kids that you can be whatever you want to be. And you can say, look, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Just give him a chance.
He went from a businessman to...
That's what I'm saying. Give him a chance. I mean, things could be, things could be much worse.
If he sucks, in 4 years, you vote somebody else in.
Shit, if he sucks, he might not make it the 4 years.
Right.
Well, everybody thought Obama would die at some point during his 8 years.
I think everybody, I think if you ask the right person, everyone thinks that.
And he's still alive.
But we don't know. There might be some kind of scandal. Well,
but it could have been one of the...
heightened up when he was...
It could have been one of those, running. Man, if we kill him, it means fucking Biden's president. Shit, nope, we ain't shooting him, nope. Mm-mm.
I think
Trump will be semi-successful because of Mike Pence. Because Pence is your typical well-dressed, well-spoken... politician. Trump's not. Trump picked Pence for a reason.
He's also picking really weird cabinet members.
Yes.
No. I don't know. I don't think I'm excited to see it happen, but I mean, I have to. It doesn't matter.
Are you sure that he picked Pence or did they?
He picked Pence. I think he wanted Pence.
Are you sure they're like, listen.
He's anti-establishment.
Trump, listen. Like, if you're going to run and represent us, this is the guy that's going to do it next to you. Like, you have no choice.
I think there's other options he could have had.
No, because at the time, nobody in the Republican Party wanted anything to do with him.
Yeah. It was very weird.
That's why they thought he was basically... They tried to sabotage him. They were going to run a third-party candidate solely to take votes away from him to guarantee the Republicans didn't win. So I don't think they had a whole lot of say in his VP pick.
You don't think so? I think
I'm getting so political today.
I mean, I think everybody... You can sit here and say everyone's establishment. Eventually, you just fall in line. Because there's like two families that run the whole fucking country anyway.
Yeah. All of our money's wrapped up in like five people.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I still think they're like, listen, like, you want to do this? That's cool. You're bringing the party a lot of money.
Do I think this there was back channel, back room talks? Probably.
This is the guy that you need to go with.
I mean, there was a lot of backlash when Pence got picked because of things Pence had said in the future, in the past, but.
Yeah, about.
It doesn't matter.
You know, abortions and that kind of thing. Pence brings to the table a lot of beliefs of, I don't want to say most Americans, but beliefs of a lot of middle class Americans. So, we'll see.
Yeah, we got 4 years with him.
Yep.
So fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
He might die in office. The fucker's 70, so.
And if he fucks up, we'll just talk it out in here and give me more stuff to talk about. So pretty fuck much. It.
But yeah, Friday he go, and now the backlash of the artists that are performing on Inauguration Day. Oh my God, how can you do that? How can I do that? Because the President of the United States has requested me to perform.
Yeah, but you don't have to say yes.
Mm-mm, there's a couple bands that...
Of course they said no, because of some comments, and just like all the NBA teams, oh, we're not staying in Trump Towers anymore. Shut the fuck up. Grow up. He's the president now. Get the hell over it and do your job.
Yeah, but you don't have to agree with what he says or anything.
No, but quit whining about it. It's not going to do any good.
He's the president now. That's what America's built on, whining about it, so it does do good. That's what we have laws that make that happen.
But what's he going to do? He's elected now. LeBron coming out and not supporting him had no hand in him not being elected president.
That is true.
So he's the president now.
Yeah.
Get over it.
But you don't have to.
So if the Cavs win and he invites them to the White House, they're not going to go.
You can say no.
So LeBron James is going to turn out an invite from the President of the United States.
I bet he does.
I bet he doesn't.
I bet he does.
I bet he doesn't.
Okay.
Because his image is going to take more. It's the president. You don't disrespect the president like that.
I'm pretty sure LeBron James's image is fine.
I don't think he. I think he goes. I don't think Trump does that anymore.
What? Host teams? Oh, I bet he does.
I don't know.
You got to.
You don't have to.
You got to.
He's a big sports guy.
You got to. It's like
Atlantic,
it's
like a city sports guy.
You don't have to.
You got to.
You don't have to.
Let's move on.
It's like an unwritten rule.
It's not an unwritten rule.
It'll bring me down. We got some fan questions.
Uh-oh.
These both come from Joe.
Joe!
Thanks for
Joe!
Listening, Joe.
Hey, hope it's not a dumb question, Joe.
Thanks, Joey. Joey.
Joe's first question.
Joester.
That's what they call him.
They call him Joester?
No.
Oh. Maybe we should.
Just call him Joe, John.
Here's the question. First one. What are your thoughts on bread mold?
Molded bread?
Yeah.
It's
bad.
It's disgusting.
It's bad. So
it looks bad.
But I don't like... One of my big phobias is spoiled food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be anywhere close to things that are even close to being spoiled. Milk says it's done on the 17th. Throw it out on the 17th.
It's not done on the 17th.
It's done on the 17th.
No, it's not.
It's done on the 17th.
No. Wait, you and I think like this?
It's done.
Amber thinks the same way. She goes, well, it's good for 7 days.
Nope.
No, it's not.
Fuck you. Now, John, I know you make the milk.
Right.
I know you do it.
Right.
I'm not listening to you.
Then if it's good for 7 more days,
dude,
then
put you know,
no. You put 2 dates. Sell by.
And Best Buy.
Like.
Or
in my fridge, that milk says 1/16/17.
Yep.
That should say 1/16/17, sell by. Good until
1/23/17.
Then you know what? Then I will drink it till then.
You can't predict when the milk's going to go bad.
You're right. That's why I throw it out on that day.
Yep.
You can't.
You're proving our
point. It's not going to go bad on that day.
It's going bad on
that
day.
It's going bad on that day.
If I see that, I'm like, oh my God, this goes bad today. There's probably curdles and grossness, and it's almost yogurt by now. Toss it out. I'm done with it.
That milk in the fridge tomorrow when I go to make dinner will be poured down the sink.
If I go to the store and buy like lunch meat, you know, say I buy some ham slices or something. If there's no date on it after a week of having it, I'm like, it's probably bad.
After you open it, yeah.
Yeah, done.
A week? You get 2 weeks out of that.
I'll forget. When did I buy this? Right. How long has this been in here?
Yep.
I don't know this brand. Yeah. Gone. And half that shit smells bad anyway. So you like that smell test stuff? Never works.
No.
Also, moldy bread. Bread's one of my favorite things ever. I love bread. When I was a kid, I watched a episode of Ripley's Believe It or Not, and a guy ate mold that was on a bread. The mold that he got in his body dissolved his face. So he had like a caved in face, but he lived through it. So he just had like a whole
fucked up face.
Now, I don't want to be that. You open a loaf of bread, yes, and there's mold on the first piece. Do you look through and see if there's any clean pieces?
I throw it out.
Okay. I throw it away.
It's gone. It's all contaminated.
Mold. There's mold in that package. So that's you're telling me right now, if you buy a 10
how big, how big, how big is this mold spot?
John.
Like, mold is mold, John, motherfucker.
John, you buy a house.
Hey, man, when you scraping, man, you balling on a budget.
You buy a house, right?
I'm not eating mold no matter how broke my ass is.
You buy a house. The house is fine. Perfect house. You love it. You open up one closet. There's a little fucking black mold in there. But just there. A little bit. You just let it go. You're just like, oh, I just won't go in there.
Dude, you got it. It's in the closet.
Take care of it. Throw it out. Get some of that money knocked off there. Done.
Just like, okay, so you open a 10-pack of Capri Suns. You see mold in one of them.
They're all bad.
Are you drinking the other 9?
Fuck no.
I'm going to look at them.
Nope.
Are you drinking the other 9?
Maybe.
Hell no.
No, fuck that.
Wrong.
No.
Disgusting.
Mold is instant garbage. I don't care what it is.
I'm thinking about it. I'm grossed out.
How do you know that mold didn't come, like, that pouch came from
a different batch? You're preaching to the guy that makes it. So, no. Mold is mold.
Mold is mold.
We can be shut down for one pouch of mold.
Well, yeah. Shit, I don't even
need we run 29 fillers that run 12 pouches a tray in one mold pouch when we could run for the next year.
What if you don't get to that one pouch of mold until after you drink all the rest of them? Then what you gonna do?
Oh, well, that sucks. That's why I don't drink this shit. And I make it, so.
I'm very careful about what I put in my body.
No, you're not.
If it's good or not. If it's got a date on it, goodbye. No date on it, even faster.
I'm very cautious about food.
If I open up a drink, like a soda can, and it's been like a half an hour, I don't go back to that soda can if I don't finish it. Like, I just...
Oh, no, I've gotten up the next day and drink. So.
Ew! The next... That. Ew! That's not bad. It's gross. It's sat out. It's the same temperature as the room.
Yeah. It's all flat and shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of therapy because it's been sitting. Yeah.
No, it's gross.
Damn it, Shane.
It's not one of my shining moments. But
no. Oh, my God.
I've done it.
Joe's next question.
Joe said 2 questions.
Did you not hear when I said earlier that he had 2?
Nope.
Are you on the show with us or not?
Do you eat mold? Is that why you're asking us?
No, there's probably something bigger to that than what we were leading on. I'm just saying.
Maybe we should call this Joe guy.
Oh, no,
he's fine.
He'll hear this and be like, yeah. Yeah, this guy's got it going on.
Is this the one that wanted to be on the show?
No, that's David.
Oh, David.
No question for David this week.
No, I put up the submission on Facebook a little late today.
Is he butthurt that we're not letting him on the show?
No, I think David's fine.
Okay.
It's not just David. We're not letting anyone on the show. John just got back. Joe, where do you keep your bread when you're not, you know, like if you have a loaf, you buy 2 loaves of bread. You put one on the counter. Where's the other one go?
I never buy 2 loaves.
I would buy 1 loaf at a time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So he asks... Is putting bread in the freezer acceptable or an abomination?
I think it's acceptable.
We do it. My parents will buy like 3 loaves of bread at the same time and put 2 in the freezer and then keep 1 out.
I've never done it either, but I've heard. Soggy?
No.
No?
When you thaw it out?
Nope. Sure doesn't.
Really?
I swear to God.
My grandparents do
it. I had a roommate that do that.
Yeah.
Put a loaf of bread. I'm like, well, we don't need, like, you go. Run out of loaf of bread.
Sure.
Get another one.
I mean, I don't do it specifically myself. They do it. That's what they do. I'm not here to question that they do.
Maybe you get a deal on bread?
I don't think they
do. They do buy one, get one free for bread.
No BOGOs on bread.
Sometimes you can get a good deal on bread.
Really?
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe bread that's going to expire the next day.
Put it in the freezer. But then when I see that date, when it's out of the freezer, I throw it out.
Now. When you go and buy stuff and you, like, freeze it.
Okay.
So you get it out after their
expiry. That date on hamburger stuff is a freeze-by date. It's not a cook-sell-by or cook-by date.
That's thinking, you know?
I'm pretty sure it's a freeze by day. I have a right. pound of hamburger
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
So it's not a good till date. It's a freeze by. Once it's frozen, it's good. I'd say like 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, it,
I'm not a big freezer person anyway. I mean, I put stuff in the freezer, but usually everything I buy is gone in the week when I go shopping again. I don't worry about it. I eat it fast.
I'm a 2 week shopper for 2 weeks.
Don't eat moldy stuff.
No. Yeah, don't eat moldy.
No other questions. Do you guys have anything you want to talk about? I already asked you, and you said sports stuff again. Nothing. Nothing coming up.
Well, I mean, I got something coming
up. Shane, that's what I had next to talk about. So I was going through old podcasts. I went back and listened to the episode before and after for your wedding. What's up?
Boob stuff.
Oh, yeah, the boob stuff's been there. Well, John, would you put on a breast pump?
Would I put on a breast pump?
Yeah, no, would you?
Because what for?
Like, just to feel it. Just to see what it feels like. You wouldn't put on a breast pump. Me and Anthony would.
Would you?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you do it?
Because...
Does that freak you out? Like, what if something comes out?
No, ain't nothing gonna come out. But it's just...
No? You wouldn't do it? Not even a little bit? You're not even curious?
Like, no, it just doesn't really, like...
Like, that's a part never, of... The opposite sex has that forever, and you don't get to experience a little bit of that.
Nah.
I'm okay with that.
All right. I'm just saying.
I mean, if
boob stuff.
If it ever did cross my mind that I wanted to do it, I'd have done already did it by now.
Right. You've had the opportunity.
Right. It's just never...
It's never been brought up between them, no? Wow. Okay. So I went back and listened to the episodes before and after your wedding. I was thinking, it's like, Shane... The last, like, you know, year or year and a half that we've been doing this show, your life's documented completely. So now
I'm the only fucking one.
Well, I mean, ours is, but we haven't really had like
I've
the life
life changing.
We haven't had the life moments you've had. You've been married. Yep. You're having a kid. Yep. That's happening. Would you show or let your kid listen to any of these episodes?
Fuck no.
What? You wouldn't wouldn't let your little child listen to our episodes? Oh, I mean, when he's old enough
CW.
To listen.
No.
You wouldn't let CW listen?
No.
That's where Uncle John comes in.
Mm-hmm. Why? This was me and your dad used to do back in the day.
Come on over here. Me and Uncle Gage got something to show you.
Yeah. There's stories from your wedding that are on the podcast. Stories from like getting ready to do the wedding from a podcast.
One of you three need to go through some life altering event so we can document your all shit instead of mine.
Right, life altering. Put on a breast pump, John.
It's not life altering.
Can't get married.
No. Let me make some phone calls. Let me just see. Hey, what are you doing?
It just so happens that you're the man for it.
Yeah, you're the one, man. So that. How's that feel? We got to have another life-changing event here on Torcast. Because when we do this episode, when we do this another episode...
He'll probably be here.
You'll be a dad.
More than likely.
And then OCW, about 15 years later...
You want to say something to him right now? Hey, buddy.
Focus on school. Make good grades.
Make good choices. Don't start a podcast with your fucking friends in a closet.
We weren't in a closet.
Felt like closet.
It was small.
Did you ever want to hear stories about the time that your dad got married?
Dad, tell me
your
some
mom.
Stories about how when you and mom were just, you know, getting married and stuff. Here you go. So on Torcast.live.
The archives.
Yeah.
Dad, what's a podcast?
When he's sleeping in the crib, you won't like play an episode for him just so he can learn about you.
His first word to be fuck.
Well, if it were up to me in the censorship, it would be a different word from you. Damn it, 42.
It's been a while since I made a new
19. Bleep. God damn it.
And every time your dad gets bleeped out, just don't ask.
It's always the same
don't
word.
Don't ask.
Bullshit.
It's always the same word.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know any other word.
There's been a couple name drops.
I bleep names, sure.
He's done a couple name drops. But mainly, yeah.
Mainly is that word.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Old Bartholomew will be here next week.
Yeah. And then you get to wear that breast pump.
I'm not putting on a fucking breast pump, dude.
Are you going to try the breast milk?
No.
See, we talked about that, too. John, have you tried this?
I've tried it.
Gross.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
It's different.
It's gross.
Was there a sell-by date on it?
Actually, once it comes out, I think it's only good for like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not. Yeah.
It's just like formula shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you drank formula?
Yeah.
What's that like? Is that different?
Yeah.
It's is it better?
Way different than milk.
So rank your milks. What's the best? What's the worst?
I don't drink a lot of milk.
Okay.
So, he's lactose intolerant.
Are you?
I
don't know that about you.
Not officially, but...
But kind of.
When he drinks a milkshake, okay. He has to shit.
That's sometimes just nature, though. You know?
Not that fast.
No. So is best milk like regular milk?
2%.
I drink whole.
Yeah, I'm a whole milk kind of guy.
Whole milk.
2%.
Too watery.
Yeah.
It's not too watery.
It's too. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's too watery.
It's not too watery.
It is. I'm a whole milk guy.
So what's two? Formula, breast, chocolate.
2%.
Chocolate's two.
Yeah. Chocolate's like one for me.
Whole and chocolate milk's the same shit.
It's milk. It's different to me.
It's not different.
One's chocolate. One's
one just has chocolate put in it. It's not different. It's the same whole milk.
I like chocolate. I like that the person. Shane, I just
had chocolate milk's like 2%.
I just had to bleep out a racial slur for you, and you're telling me something that's black and white are the same. I am conflicted as fuck right now. What is your problem?
You want another bleep?
No, I don't. I can write it down though. It doesn't take too long.
Does it get bleeped if I say it?
Yeah.
Oh, does it?
I don't know how many viewers we have that are offended by it. I don't think we really have any offended viewers. To be fair, most of them don't seem to speak English, from what I can tell, because the countries that fly through.
Oh, really?
Which is fine. I mean, sure, they probably speak English all across the world, but like when Bulgaria comes in, I'm like,
because they're looking for the other tour guests.
Yeah, or if Tokyo comes in, or like Saudi Arabia, we get hit some Saudi Arabia all the time. Like,
oh, really?
There's a lot of Americans in Saudi Arabia.
A lot of Germany too.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Germany, what's up? Send me some. No, see, now you gotta bleep that. I'm trying to get us some German candy. Send us some candy.
45, 18.
What are you bleeping?
Nazi propaganda.
What? How's that Nazi propaganda?
Stop supporting the Hitler youth there, Shane.
How's that Nazi propaganda?
See, Sorry for his actions. Fact that you don't know makes you a racist.
We'd like some candy.
Towards Jews?
You like German chocolate?
That's got the coconut shit in it, doesn't it?
You don't have to have coconut in it. German chocolate, it's just chocolate.
We can just order it online, and they'll ship it to us.
Yeah, you could probably...
Well, if our fans are willing to send it to us, why not?
They don't understand what we say.
We also don't have
fuck is that?
We also don't have like a P.O. box, so I'm not giving out my address.
You can.
So we ship to the restaurant?
No.
No.
That's public information. You can just look
can you
that
send
up.
It to this store across or restaurant across from the Martin's gas pumps off Route 7, the Gateway Plaza?
Which time ship it to the gas pumps?
What? To that little fucking person who works in the pod all day? Yeah. That's like, push this button and talk to me. Let's do the fucking thing. Did you scan your bonus card?
I don't go to fucking Martin's.
Me either.
I'm pretty sure we can slip them like a 10 and be like, look.
A 10?
Yeah, and then we'll get them some candy when we get it.
Isn't that we gotta share it? They get paid and candy? We don't even get one of those.
I'm trying here, man. I'm trying.
Stop trying.
You're making weird relationships with the...
We're gonna ship to fucking Sonic. Fuck it.
Sonic?
Yeah.
They're gonna eat it. I don't know who Torcast is, but I'm gonna eat this chocolate. They're gonna open our mail.
Well, it's not all gonna be chocolate.
What else is gonna be? Ship to a P.O. box.
Maybe like just some gummies and some other shit.
What'd you get a P.O. box?
Just get a P.O. box. Make ship you some good liquor.
Huh?
Some good German liquor or beer.
See, now you're asking for like way too much. That's expensive.
I'm not asking for anything. You guys,
beer in Germany is probably not expensive. They like to drink, dude.
It comes out of their faucets.
How much do you think, candy or beer?
You want to know which one I think is cheaper?
What?
Beer. No. You can't in America. You can't go to the gas station and get two packs of Skittles for what a beer costs you.
Skittles are not chocolate.
I'm just saying. I bet that beer in Germany is cheaper than that fucking chocolate.
What kind of beer are you getting?
German beer.
It's probably more expensive for them to import the cocoa stuff. Because, I mean, cocoa is not natural to
beer
Germany.
Is yeast
and
water.
You're all about this German chocolate, aren't you? You like German chocolate?
Not really.
No?
No.
Never had any.
It's all right. When you're exposed to, like, you know...
What?
American...
Did I have a chocolate?
When you're exposed to American stuff, and then trying, like, when people tell you, like, oh, well, that's just the American brand. You got to have the real one. Having the real one always sucks. It's just not as good.
Our stuff's a lot more sweet.
Yeah. So I'm at the point now where I like American Chinese food. So when I have, like, authentic Chinese food, I'm like, that's kind of weird.
This sucks.
You're probably eating cats and dogs at that point.
Well, it tastes good, so what's it matter? Fills me up, tastes good, and I don't die.
Would you eat a dog? Knowingly?
Would I eat a dog? So this is funny to where the podcast I was listening to after your wedding, we were telling a story about how my ex was talking about eating her animals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Fucking wow.
Yeah. Would I eat a dog, though? Is it my dog?
Just a dog.
Any dog?
No.
I know it's a dog. No. But it's cooked and prepared in front of me in a way that doesn't look like a dog.
But you still know it's a dog.
I probably wouldn't, even though it's not, like, the weirdest thing you can do in the world, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. That's like people eating horses and shit.
You can eat horses.
Yeah.
I'd eat a horse way before I'd eat a dog.
That's what I'm saying. I would eat a horse first. Yeah. Kangaroo, put it in front of me. Ciao.
Koala bears.
They got syphilis. You can't eat a koala bear.
They got the herp.
No, they got syphilis. It's syphilis. They have it. Did I ever tell you that? I think I did.
He got syphilis from a koala bear.
That could have happened. You're not supposed to, like, you're not supposed to, when you go to, like, Australia, New Zealand, and see koala bears, you're not supposed to pick them up and hold them, because they rampant syphilis.
And they're fucking mean.
They're also a little mean. But just rampant syphilis. So you have to go to, like, special reservations to, like, fuck with koala bears, you know, hang out with koala bears. When it was a while ago, like, One Direction went on a trip to, I think, Perth, Australia. We're fucking around with koala bears.
You don't watch in One Direction.
I've heard this through different sources. I heard this through Rooster Teeth over there too. They're hanging out with koala bears. One of the koala bears peed on one of the One Direction guys, and they thought he caught syphilis from it. Don't fuck with koala bears. They all have syphilis.
Don't let them piss on you.
Rampant syphilis.
If you know that,
yeah.
Why would you even pick one up?
I haven't.
But you know what I'm saying though? Like, yeah, this got syphilis.
John, if I put a koala bear in front of you, you're going to be like, koala bear? I don't get to do this ever.
People are stupid. The human race is not very intelligent.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
But when you have 7 billion of us, you know, not all of us are going to come out okay.
Yeah, there's only a few countries where we're actually smart.
We're not one of them.
No, we are. Our kids are dumb. They fail math and English. We're too far behind the Chinese.
Is that a problem?
No, it's not.
We're going to start that conversation. We're at 50 minutes. Anything else going on? You excited, Shane? When do I get the phone call?
You'll probably get the phone call after.
I'll be last.
Yeah.
It'll probably be more of a text. Probably won't be a call.
What? You wouldn't call me? Would you call John?
No, I'm probably not calling anybody with my mom.
We were the best men at your wedding.
You were.
And you're not going to call us? Go on. Oh my god! They're going into labor! It's fucking happening! The CW is here! It's fucking going on! You're not gonna do that?
The problem is, I'm gonna, one, be rushing around like a chick with my head cut off. Two, I gotta call my mom.
It's Siri.
I gotta call her mom.
Uh-huh.
I got other people. I have to call my family first, no offense.
We're family.
You are, but.
She can't call her mom?
She can call. She'll probably have to call her mom.
Mm-hmm. So? You call your mom?
It'll be just a mass group text.
Don't you put me in a group text about this, baby. Because that's going to be the biggest fuck group text we're ever
in. Because it's going to include everybody.
And I'm going to ignore the shit out of it. I'm going to leave
everybody.
That group. You're going to see Shane's going to make the group text with like 18 people in it. It's going to be like,
oh, yeah, it's going.
Hey, everyone, just filling you guys in. The baby's coming right now. You know, good wishes. You know, good luck. Let's go. And then, like, that's it. And everyone's going to be like ready to type something. And before they do, it's going to say, Gage Edwards has left the conversation. Just so I don't want to fucking hear.
We'll still get the message, though.
That first message.
No, what's going to happen is he's going to include somebody with an Android, so you can't do it.
Oh, no, I'm going to leave. It's going to be gone.
Does anybody have an Android?
Right now?
That I would send a message to?
Probably.
I don't know. Are you going to text anybody that you work with?
No.
You should make an iPhone group and an Android group.
They can see that shit on Facebook.
You should make the groups now.
I don't
now.
Have any numbers of people I work with.
Oh, okay.
At least, like, work personally with.
Don't put Sheree in the group.
Fuck. What? No, I'll have a separate family group for that.
Sheree's got a...
Android?
Yeah.
I'll have a family group
yeah.
and a friends group, because all my friends got iPhones.
Don't you fucking put me in.
Just, he's going to fuck up. He's going to put everybody together.
Just put, don't put me in the group.
No, you're not getting, you know, you're in the group with everyone else.
Just put that first message. Hey, baby's coming. We're super excited. Just want to let everyone know. P.S. Someone tell Gage.
And no, that's it. Someone's not going to tell you.
That's not true. Because the group texts are in now. I get all of those messages, and then RJ updates me on what's going on in the group text. I'm like, I know! I'm there! I read them, I don't respond. So now I have the actual conversation and then the cliff notes.
Now, what about your tripod?
We haven't talked to that group in a long time. Mm. I mean, I've hung out with them, but we haven't groups text.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, who are you talking? Want to go to Green Turtle?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know, you buying?
Yep.
It's on Shane. Yeah.
I got a kid on the way. I ain't got no money.
I got kids too, and I ain't got no money.
I ain't got no money. I do this.
Come hang out. We'll talk
more.
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
Time out. What's up?
Am I going to get like a separate text?
Like, well, hey, okay. How about
hey.
We'll talk about this.
Water just broke.
We'll talk about this as Green Turtle. Because if I say it on here, what I'm thinking, it's going to piss some people off.
No one listens to this show.
Bullshit.
That is bullshit. I checked the numbers last night.
Are they good?
They're good. They're good.
Give us the feed.
We get some nice downloads.
Give us the feed.
Huh?
Numbers.
I'm not giving you numbers on here.
Feed me. Numbers.
It's private information.
We're having a business dinner.
Are we?
Business.
Isn't it business?
Yeah.
It's business.
Is the business
paying for the dinner?
It's business.
What business? Money.
Let me call American Class Bar and Grill and see where that podcast money's at.
Yeah, right?
Hey, we put you on here like 100 weeks. Where are you guys at? Man, Class Bar and Grill. Great place. I love it there. It's great.
Gateway Plaza.
Good times.
Cross from Martin's Gas Pump. Don't forget Sundays. Jumbo Wing, 60 cents.
We're not re-going through the fucking intro.
And I'm pretty sure you guys just fuck it up again.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Whoa. Who the fuck are you saying we're getting out of here?
Yeah, are you watching the levels in time over there, Chief?
Huh? I'm watching the levels from over here.
Low, how do they look?
They low. Low levels.
That's good, because you're loud as fuck.
I am not loud. What?
Yeah.
He's the guy on the podcast that goes, hello! And it's still loud.
It echoes down here.
A little bit. It's a little bigger.
Yeah.
Can we work on getting me a soundboard? Like, so I can get some sounds?
That's a soundboard.
Like sounds. Like.
You can do that from your fucking phone.
Yeah. There's apps, man.
Yeah, you can just get it.
Right, there's a way to use that thing with a program in there that does it.
Which I think you have to use these guys over here, but I'm not interested in doing it.
Alright, I'm going to download the program next time.
Why do you want to put sounds in?
What sound do you want the most? You want that rap air horn?
The what?
That would be sweet.
You'll if you've heard it, you'd know. I can't do an impression of it.
I can't either. And the applause, that would be nice.
You want claps? Yeah. You're going to make this into a sitcom?
Maybe. See, claps, so, bam. That'll be
so when people know how to tell people know when to laugh.
Right.
They're like, oh, this is the funny part. That was the joke they were going for. Oh God, that part.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably not though.
Why?
Soundboards suck because there's a problem with soundboards. The person that usually has them mm-hmm. has too much power. So they're playing too many sounds at a time.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That's like if you give someone
when Anthony if all four of us are here, you and Anthony go fuck with that thing.
It's like if you give someone a megaphone. They never give it up because they just want to be the loudest person with it. You know what I mean?
Can I get a megaphone?
No, you can't get a megaphone. You absolutely can't get a megaphone. Fuck no.
Why y'all say I'm loud?
You loud.
I'm not loud.
Dude, next week you're going to be like this.
Wow. Right. Babies. I'm going to sit like way back here and not talk very loud at all.
See, now you're too...
What?
Yep, there you go.
You
there
think is this format going to change when the kid's here?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
He might be our special guest next week.
Have you ever thought about how much stuff you have to... I mean, you obviously you guys have. I've never really... It's never dawned on me how much shit you have to buy for a fucking kid.
And you always overbuy.
Always. It because moving the stuff around today, like, so this stuff has changed. I'm like, I don't even know what half the shit is.
But you feel like you don't have enough shit.
Yeah, you always feel like you don't have enough.
So but then when you do, it's like you never use. It's like, oh, well, I never.
How did babies ever live before now?
I don't know.
You know? Because, like, the stuff you have to keep a baby alive in today's year is not the same that they needed in 1920.
Not at all.
1920, just like when we toys, were babies.
Sure, even then?
Like all the toys for like infants, like they don't do anything but sleep, eat, and shit.
Right.
Like, there's like tons of toys for them. You gotta have
them. Gotta have them. Stimulate like, those fucking
like
brains.
That, like that thing over there that rocks him to sleep.
Yeah.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have
he
it.
He has three toys.
Now, like, now. Humans are so weak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're so weak. Baby, but animals, when they just shit out a kid, that thing starts walking immediately. Right. And then it's just like, it's like a baby cow for like 2 hours. And then it's just a cow. You know what I mean?
Right.
We suck.
Oh, we're horrible.
We need so much nurturing just to get by. And sometimes it's not even enough.
If that baby wants to eat, he's got to go find mama.
What do you mean? Look down, there's grass.
It's like this. Well, it's got to
do the whole milk thing. Milk, man.
Not always.
Yeah. Most of them.
Not always.
Yeah. Most animals do.
That's where they get their nutrients from, man.
Yeah, yeah, but even then, it's just like
their nutrients.
It's milk, grass forever. That's it.
Right, you milk for a little bit and start eating solid foods. Like you only milk for a couple of years and then you started eating food.
Couple of years?
Yeah, but like I'm saying like a cow doesn't need that forever. We need that.
You start eating solid foods long before those 2 years are up.
Yeah,
sometimes. Maybe like two. Like your first year, maybe then the middle of your first year, something. I don't know. It's been a while.
Well, I just saw two videos of like 6 and 7 month olds eating cereal and shit. So,
oh, you can eat cereal right off the bat. Put that shit in a bottle.
Isn't that like the most like overused trope for babies, where like they're in a high chair and you just like dump Cheerios in front of them, like here, fucking entertain yourself for like 20 minutes. I got to do my own thing.
My little cousin Taylor, as you all know,
yes,
when she was 4. She took a wash rag at my aunt's house for an hour and a half, sat on the floor, and folded it over and over again. One wash rag for an hour and a half.
Babies are dumb. Little kids are dumb. Little kids, I changed it. Little kids are dumb.
Yeah,
that's entertainment at its finest.
Again.
You guys are both dads. Are you?
I'm not a dad yet.
No, you will be. Were you guys?
I feel like a dad every day when I'm with my friends. So.
Were you guys ever?
Fuck you.
Have you ever annoyed that hearing like, "Oh, my baby's so smart"? I don't give a shit about your baby.
Yeah, that and here's my thing. People are like, "Oh, your baby's so cute." How do you know when you have an ugly baby?
Nobody gonna tell you. Nobody gonna tell you your face. Your kids.
I think all babies are ugly.
When they first come out, they are. They look like aliens.
Yep.
But my thing is, and it's irritating because, you know, the medical profession has these milestones. Oh, well, if he's not here by this, oh, your kid could be the...
He's going to be remedial.
Right. Mm-hmm. Every kid learns at a different rate.
Yeah.
Okay, some kids might be 1, never crawl and just start walking. Some kids might crawl till they're 2, then get up and start walking. Or some kids might struggle to potty train a little longer than others. It's like, but... All the medical out now, all the standards, and if you don't meet your standards, your kid's going to be a retard.
Yeah. Sometimes kids are just Carolina fans, and it really takes a toll.
Word.
Or a Dallas fan, whatever. You know, it's all the same.
No, it's not all the same. It's not the same.
But yeah, it's just, I think modern medicine has made...
Babies weak?
Yeah, because you set milestones when every kid's different.
Yeah. Even cultures are different. Yeah. Our babies aren't the same as China babies.
No. I'm not going to worry if he's 1 and a half and not walking yet. I'm not.
Would you worry?
Would I worry?
Yeah. About his kid not walking? That's the most annoying part, right? Parents lie to be worried. If someone else is worried for you, that should be the problem.
Gage was 6, 7, 13, 14 months.
She made it clear that
and he just finally stood. Not
you're not talking about me.
He just stood up and started walking. He would pull himself up and try, and he'd just fall down.
Just
stood up and took off.
And there he was.
His sister was 11 months old. Started walking.
Mm.
So.
What I'm saying is, babies are dumb. They're all dumb.
And they all mature and grow at different rates. Boys are worse than girls.
You glad you're having a boy?
Yes.
Okay.
You want a girl?
Not first.
What? Not first.
Because now he can take care of issues. He can watch over her if I have a girl a second now. I don't have to. I still will, but... We'll see. I might have 2 boys.
Green turtle?
Yes, I'm hungry.
Let's get out, y'all.
You can find us at the Green Turtle.
Yeah.
Immediately, if you're listening to this somehow right now. But you can actually find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Torcast.
Really?
Also on Twitter at Torcast.
Oh, shit.
Our website is torcast.live. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/Torcast.
We'll have a new video hopefully up soon.
Hopefully soon. I want to try and schedule some stuff for next week.
Oh, speaking of videos, yeah. Are we talking about video weekend. Games now? We good with that?
Not on an official level.
Unofficial.
I'm trying to wean it into that way so it works out. I mean, if you saw, I put up a video for the Nintendo Switch.
Did you see the trailer?
Go check it out.
The Injustice trailer? Yeah. It looks fucking sweet. Dude, we'll talk about it as Green Turtle. God damn, it looks sweet.
Fucking wait.
So we're getting there. You might see some video game content on here. So keep that in mind. Might shoot a video this weekend if it just works out.
Hopefully.
Saturday, what time? You want to plan a time? Make it official here so you have to commit to it?
12.
Noon?
No. Can't. It's got basketball.
We'll do
later in the day.
Do like 4?
Try 4 or 5?
I get off at 11, so then I have to hang some pictures and stuff up in his room.
I'm saying this could be held up if I can't get equipment.
It's all pending on baby, too.
Also on baby. Right. But if you're not here, we'll just come do it.
Just clean up. That's all I ask.
Oh, we're going to do it here?
Where should we do it? Is there a better place to do it? No?
I don't think so.
Tony said we can use the...
I don't want to use that kitchen.
Yeah, because you got to wait till after, till midnight.
Oh, yeah, fucking yeah. True.
And here you get decent light coming in through the window. And
well, I mean...
You're the only kitchen that we've got.
Well, that's true, too.
So is it?
Yep.
All right, everybody.
Later.
Bye.
See ya.